Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 29th of January. It is episode number 737. I had a little wobble on the episode numbers on the website, didn't I? Right, what have we got? Still going, see? Even with UK Power Network and BT Openreach trying to take me down, I am still standing. They're trying desperately. I'm fuming, really. I'm absolutely fuming. I've had no power for the best part now of 2 days. Did get a little bit back yesterday, so fortunately was able to get some charging laptops. They said it was planned work. They're replacing all the local telegraph poles, and it was planned work. And well, if it's planned, why don't I tell you? Absolutely no notice whatsoever. And then they managed to knock the broadband out last night in doing the work. So it's not a lot of fun lockdown when you got nowhere to go, no power, no internet. I certainly wouldn't have survived the Victorian times, but I did get enough in my thing, in my laptop, and I don't get good phone signal here, so I've only got like sort of it goes intermittently between 3G and 4G. But I have managed to get everything out so far, and we can record a pod, and hopefully I will be able to upload this and post it. If you're able to listen to it, then you know I've been successful. Right, I'm just going to get in with the football preview and crack on. So this week I'm going to do done all the Premier League games. So starting off, Everton versus Newcastle. Everton 1-6-1, draw 4.1, Newcastle 7, unders is 1.89, overs 2.06. Everton win this. Nothing in it for a bet, but Everton will win this. Newcastle have only won 4 of 25 away to top half teams when they've been in the bottom six. The goal market's about right, 2.06 for the overs, but I do have value in a first half goal here. So I think that may be worth a late entry if it's sort of Everton haven't got through by half hour, 0-0, 30 minutes. Dripping the first half goal. So Everton win, but nothing in the price. And a late first half goal as Steve Bruce's woes continue. Palace versus Wolves. Palace 3.1, draw 3.2, Wolves 2.72, unders 1.6, overs 2.58. Palace 1-7, drawn 5 and lost 8 when mid-table and playing mid-table. I think Wolves have probably been a bit of a disappointment to their fans this year. Had injuries, admittedly. I couldn't find any bet here that I would want. Maybe lay the draw and trade on goals. I think the overs is slightly big, but not to make me dive in with these two teams currently. So yeah, game probably best avoided if you were desperate to have a bet. If you were watching it, I would lay the draw and trade on a goal. City, Sheffield United. City 1.15, the draws 10, Sheffield United 26. Unders 2.74, overs 1.55. City are not Man United, and the Blades do not get out of this one with anything. It will be a comfortable City win. Overs priced 1.55. City, I've said it many times, are still profitable. Backing them blind, blacking over 2.5 goals, blind at home. But they have had a few reverses recently. Many will be, COVID. I think more the fact that they need to sort of strike an issue out. But out of the last 28 home games against bottom six sides, goes back about five seasons, 22 of those 28 have gone over, equating to odds of 1.27, that would be. So you may look at the 1.55 on offer for the overs as a bit of value. Comfortable City win and probably over 2.5 goals. West Brom versus Fulham. West Brom 3.45, the draw 3.3, Fulham 2.42. Unders 1.74, overs 2.24. Rubber ball have not had the new manager bounce they were hoping for, I don't think. Bar the draw at Liverpool, they've been pretty dreadful. Fulham, over their last two Premier League visits, have played away, eight away games against bottom six sides and won none of them. It's a match that you feel both have to win. So I don't think they'll be giving up a lot of space. I think it will certainly be a, almost one of these playing not to lose games. So I'm expecting a drab draw, and if anything, I'd have to lay Fulham at those prices. You know, I'll make it pretty much. This is one of Suggsy's 33% jobs, threes across the board. I think, yeah, if I was going to have a bet in the game, I'd have to lay the 2.42 Fulham and get the draw on the side. Arsenal, probably the game of the weekend. Arsenal versus Man United. 2.98 Arsenal, 3.55 the draw, 2.6 United, 2.08 unders, 1.86 overs. Difficult gauging Arsenal at the minute. Only really feature as a mid-table team this last season or so. Obviously, prior to that, always sort of were ranked as a top six team. So it is difficult to gauge where they're at. You know, talk of relegation pre-Christmas has been extinguished. Definitely improving. Now sit on the same points as Chelsea. You know, Chelsea were top of the table, and people were talking of Arsenal being in a relegation battle. They sit in the same points, only 3 points behind Spurs, and I've got a sneaky feeling they will get past Spurs in the coming weeks. I do expect Tuchel to improve Chelsea, so whether I can't see Arsenal finishing above Chelsea, but Arsenal are definitely improving. And despite all their woes, they're still a profitable team to back blindly at home. And away teams, taking on away teams is a good angle. 27 points profit laying away teams at Arsenal. And that record ratio doesn't get dented if it's one of the big, you know, the other big five of the so-called big six. I think that big six is evaporating a little bit, but yeah, there's 11 points laying the away teams at Arsenal if it's United, Liverpool, Chelsea, City, Tottenham. They've won their last three against the big six, beat United, beat Liverpool, beat Chelsea in December. I think Arsenal are a big price here. I do not see Man United winning this game. There's definite signs they're getting better. Good win at the Saints. United obviously losing to Sheffield United. I personally think it's a good price to back Arsenal. I know I've said this a couple of times this season and come unstuck, but I do think they're different than when I put them up against the likes of Wolves. I certainly don't see United, genuinely don't see United winning this game. So if you wanted a bit more risk in the draw and your side, you could lay United. But I think Arsenal are only going to get better, and I think Arsenal, and I'm not saying Arteta's the man, but I just think they're getting better, and I think Arsenal will win this game of football. Southampton v Villa. I have no idea in this game, I'll be honest. Both these teams have surprised this season, and while their league positions, if you just look at them, go 10th and 11th, you go about that right, with the Constantina sort of effect to the table underneath the city. You know, they're right. You've got to say they're right in the sort of top five, six hunt. I don't think either's capable of top four, but they're certainly capable of getting in the top five or six. One of these, it wouldn't surprise me. I think Saints may be a bit big. Saints are 2.94, draws 3.7, Villa 2.52, unders 2.26, overs 1.73. I think probably the prices could level out a bit more on the two teams. Saints a bit shorter, Villa a bit bigger. Not a game I've got any bets in. Could be quite an entertaining game. One, I think there'd definitely be goals. One to maybe trade once if 2.5 gets to 2 point over 2.5 hits 2.0 price. You might want to back that and trade on goals. I've got nothing in it that could tell me who I fancy as a win. I think we're just going to be quite a good game of football, that one, Southampton Villa. That's that. Chelsea versus Burnley. Burnley aren't a team you want to meet at the moment, and I fancy him to get something here. Tuchel's got to settle in. Players aren't quite firing. Havertz, Werner, etc. yet to settle into the game over here. Burnley fresh off beating Liverpool, then a good win against Villa, coming back to win. I said then I fancied them. I think they're going to go on a bit of a streak. I could not be backing Chelsea here at 1.38. It's 1.38 Chelsea, 5.5 the draw, 10.5 Burnley, 2.14 unders, 1.76 overs. I think the overs look short, and I could not be backing Chelsea. I think a lay of Chelsea at 1.38, a low risk lay of Chelsea. I'm not saying they won't win, but I think this is going to be a real battle for them. Dyche, very, very good manager. I like him, and I think they'll be well organised and on a good run, tough to beat. So lay Chelsea, and you maybe want to back the unders, bit of scalping, dripping, get out if it stays 0-0. Leicester v Leeds, Leicester 1.87, draw 4.2, Leeds 4.2, 2.36 under, 1.67 over. Leicester this season of home, they've won 5, lost 4 and drawn 1. Leeds have won 5 away and lost 5 away. I do, again, it's difficult with Leeds. I do think Leicester will win this, but Leicester's home form hasn't been great. So would I want to back them at 1.87? No, I think there'll be better bets of the weekend. Maybe another one to lay the draw and trade it. But I'm expecting a Leicester win. I think Leicester are starting to hit a bit of stride, but they haven't got Vardy. So, you know, he is their goal machine. So, yeah, I do expect Leicester to win, but again, not one I'd want to get involved with. West Ham versus Liverpool. West Ham won 8 out of 28 home to top sides, one of the best records against top six sides, which is amazing. And obviously now we're seeing a different West Ham side, which is becoming very disappointing. I'll move on to my share in a minute, but I think there's a definite chance that West Ham finish above us this year. Which is really worrying. I think West Ham will give them a good account of themselves here. He's got them organised more. He's got them, got to say they're playing well, doing okay. But ultimately, I do think they'll get beat. I think Dr. Spurs last night revitalised Liverpool. And we'll just have too much. So no bets again, but I do expect to see a small Liverpool win. So that's what I'm going there. Sorry, I just got a text message while I was doing that. I thought it might have been UK Power, but I think West Ham will give a good account of themselves, but ultimately it will end up with a Liverpool win. I thought Liverpool started to look better against United. Obviously Dr. Spurs have turned up and fully refreshed them, and you'll probably see a better, I'd still think City will win the league, but now I think Liverpool will push on. And then we finish with the shower of shit. Brighton versus Tottenham. Brighton 3.3. The draw 3.55. Tottenham 2.38. 1.83 unders, 2.16 overs. Plain numbers. I've got to say that Tottenham look big here. And if that's, you know, if you are somebody, and I'm generally somebody who sticks to numbers, but if you're playing plain numbers, then Tottenham should be backed. But I cannot back that shower of shite the way they have played the best part of the last 2.5 years. Last night was just fucking disgraceful. They were just an absolute disgrace. So typically fucking Tottenham. You know, you've got a Liverpool side going through a bad spell, haven't scored in a league game for 7 hours. There to be got at, and you just fucking roll over like lapdogs. There's just no winning mentality in the club at all. And desperately poor players. I know I bang on about them, but that RG fraud left a dreadful squad of players. New arrivals yet to help. You know, the Bale project looks a complete and utter waste of time and money. Just looks, doesn't even look like Gareth Bale, does it? If he didn't have the ponytail, you wouldn't know it was him. Obviously Ali's out of favour. That Doherty we've signed from Wolves, he looked like he's never played the game before. Rodon's young, but being shown up at this level when he does play. The keeper looks like he's on his way out. Looks too fucking error. I mean, he's always been prone to errors, but seems to be worse. And Ndombele, gifted, yet people raving about him, but he's great, he's okay going forward, but if he loses the ball, he just downs tools, jogs around in circles, winks, is a wanker. Sanchez is an absolute fucking joke of a player. He's one of the worst players I've ever seen in a Spurs shirt. I mean, that Argy fraud, he may as well have taken the fucking $42 million that he spent on him and just flushed it straight down the Kazi. Dyer's got the right letters in his name, but just the fucking wrong way around. The club's a shambles, absolute fucking shambles. It's been going on for 2.5 years, and fuck knows if they ever sort it out. Mourinho seems isn't the answer. I thought he would be, but with piss poor players, what can you do? And you've got two, you know, like Suggsy, all wishy-washy Spurs fans accepting, or Winks isn't that bad, Dyer's okay. They're fucking dreadful. They are fucking shite. But we finished top four for years. Yeah, built on a team of Kane absolutely firing goals in, Eriksen at the top of his game, and most important, Son obviously, and most importantly, a defence back at the time of Alderweireld and Vertonghen at the top of their game. And for two of those years, we had Walker and Rose, who again were at the top of their game, playing for England, both in the primes of their career, both playing great. We have replaced that with Aurier. He couldn't defend a fucking empty parking space. You know when you go and leave your car, you know, you spot a parking space and I'll just go up, just stand there, guard that while I go and get the car. You know when you got the car back with Aurier there, there's another fucking car in it. He couldn't defend a fucking parking space because he absolute fucking shite. Sanchez rode on Deer. All of them shite. Suggsy, oh no, Deer's, he's not on midfield. He's a good centre-back. He's fucking garbage. Absolutely dreadful. I said it years ago when Man U offered the $42 million from when Mourinho was there. Should have fucking sold him then. The first day my brother watched him play, I'm going back whenever, my brother said, this guy's fucking useless. Absolutely fat. How he played for England, fuck knows. And then Ben Davis, who we got from Swansea, and that's about his level. Fucking back in the Championship with Swansea. That's, you know, and they're not going to finish top four. They're fucking dreadful. Absolute fucking garbage. I said to Suggsy this morning, to the worst things to happen to Spurs, we're getting to that ill-fated Champions League final when they were fucking dreadful. We hadn't won away for fucking God knows how long. And whilst it was a great day in Madrid until kickoff, it just papered over the cracks getting there. Everybody thought, oh, Tottenham Champions League final, you know. We were dreadful in the run-up to it. We were dreadful after it. Miracle night in Ajax. Lucky against Man City. Decisions going our way. We were shite. So that made, I think, the players and the club think they were better than they are. And then this year, that run pre-Christmas when we beat City, drew at Chelsea and then beat Arsenal. And even I allowed myself to think, actually, the mentality might be changing here. We might be actually finding a way to have a bit of gamecraft about us and get some results. And it's all subsequently been completely undone with the fucking back to normal over the last, whatever it's been, 8-10 games. Over the last 8 games, Tottenham have had less than 30% possession total, spent over 70% of the time in their own half. It is impossible. Impossible with personnel we've got to win games like that. It's impossible. And now we've got Kane injured. Whilst the prices look, you know, back Spurs and that's it. Brighton haven't won at home since June 2020. I'm not having a bet, but it's perfectly set up for Dr. Spurs to turn up and cure another streak. Expect Brighton to fucking win it. This will be a real scrappy battle of a game. It'll be exactly the same. You know, again, I think it'll be one neither side's trying not to lose rather than go out and win it. Spurs will sit back and fuck it up somewhere. Absolute shower of fucking shit. Useless. Watching them annoys me, but it's the Spurs fans. Oh, Winks, he's great. He's a baller. Dear, yeah, he's okay. They're fucking garbage. And see, I'm one, if somebody's shit at something, tell them and fucking move them on. Stop trying to fucking mollycoddle them. Get fucking rid. Winks, fuck off. Sanchez, fuck off. Fucking useless. It was absolutely fucking desperate last night, wasn't it? You might as well just turned and scored the fucking goals from ourselves, say, fool the fucking about. Fucking shower. Anyway, right, that's it. I've done that. There you go. There's the Premier League preview. Hopefully I'm able to get this online. I'll give you a shout tomorrow, to podcast tomorrow. So I'm all over the place just with this. Hopefully I'll have power and we'll all be back to normal and I'll get everything done in a timely manner. Have a lovely Friday. Thanks for you, those of you who offered to help. Not a lot you could do. Obviously, I need all my files. Those of you who took the piss, fuck off. Right, see you later. See you tomorrow.